It's the Hour of Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Tony Reid, and Niu Honglin. It's that time of the year, performance review time. Sometimes it comes in the form of an interview, but most times in China, it is going to come in the form of writing self-assessments. So let's talk about this. Before you sit down and start typing away, or maybe handwriting your self-assessment. I don't know if that many people are still doing that. What should you keep in mind when you're reviewing what you've done for the whole year?
Well, I am a very lazy person, and I feel like the idea of a new year, of the exchange of old and new, welcoming the next chapter in your life is a huge illusion, partly because I am always very, very busy during New Year, well, before New Year time, because there are so many summaries you need to write. But recently I started to understand that the sense of ceremony is very important to human beings. You need to have a certain meaning in your life, and separate your life based on different years would be a way to have a meaning in your life. So I also understand we also need some kind of a closure in a period of time. So writing that summary is more like thinking about what you have done and where are you going from here. So I would like to recommend a way of thinking that is called the SCQA way of thinking.
That acrimonies for everything.
I have a lot of strange little knowledge today. So SCQA actually stands for, S stands for situation, C is complication, Q, question, A, answer. So you need to describe your situation currently and think about the complication you are facing right now and ask the question of what should be improved or what can be done and give an answer to yourself. So what can I actually do? Mm-hmm. And that formula goes well in every kind of summary. No matter if you're talking to your boss or your parents or yourself, no matter if you are an overachiever or a little bit lag behind, you can always go into that formula, describe your current situation, telling people what you want to, where you want to, where are you going, and what's the problem there, and what kind of support you need from them, which would fall into the category of A, answer.
That's a very, it seems like a very different process.
What's your process? And don't forget, the audience is your boss, and the boss of your boss, the person or the HR from the HR office that, you know, could be looking at your pay next year.
Well, we normally fill out like a self-appraisal form, and this form normally asks us about certain skills like, do you think you are punctual? Do you think you are hardworking? Do you finish tasks on time? And then you would, you know, check the box on whether, you know, needs improvement or satisfactory or, you know, so you give yourself a score, and they ask you a large range of questions based on how you perceive your performances to be. And then they'll add, there's another section that asks you about, for example, like lateral movement in the company, or if you want to, you know, go into management, and then, you know, you will write some of your strengths and some of your weaknesses and, you know, all of this. And then what happens is you print this form out, and then your leadership gets this form, and then you sit down with them. And as you mentioned earlier, it's like, yeah, there's an HR rep sitting there. There's your direct manager. And then there's a manager that you never see, and he's sitting there. And then they pretty much go over what you said about yourself. And then they say, well, this, what we have is a little bit different. And then they, you know, will either tell you how they believe that you are maybe undermining yourself, mm-hmm. and that you need, you know, that you should probably be a little bit more confident, and that you have your ability, you have a lot more potential than you, you say you do. And then on the other hand, they will also tell you that, well, actually, you know, in terms of punctuality, you could actually do a little bit better because we have you here late on average. And also, we think that you could do better here, there, and there. So it's almost, I almost feel like, why am I filling this out? Because it's like, you've already got your analysis of me. So, and I think that's really what matters, you know, in the bottom line. So it's, I feel like it can be a very frustrating time of the year, depending on
whether you've achieved or not, or last year, right? Do you have right. a lot to say?
So it's just, but it can be an opportunity for employees to Well, if they need some support in some areas, and if they are looking to grow in the company, it could be an opportunity for them to kind of bond with their leadership, because these are the people, these are the decision makers in the company. So it's, I guess it's a, you know, a way for, it depends on the employee, the person is looking to grow or not.
And you make a really good point earlier, Tony. You mentioned something about, don't you guys already kind of know about my performance? And you give me a monthly salary based on that, I would assume. So is this all a sham?
Well, according to my formula, there's the question part. That is, you ask yourself what I want to do, what I want to achieve for the next year, and what kind of support do I need? And then you get the answer telling your bosses, yeah, I need more support. I need more staff. I need a little bit more incentive of money.
And more salary, yes.
That nobody can say no to, right? So basically, I think be professional, be factual, showcase your growth. Put a lot of emphasis on that, and maybe ask for a bit of guidance, a bit of mentorship. That works well, maybe. That's it for today's roundtable. Bye-bye, everybody.